Hi, I'm Michelle. I'm a compulsive overeater. Thank you for asking me to come on tonight. I just recently, on August 31st, it was my 16th year in OA. I don't have that much abstinence, but I also, on August 1st, had a year of abstinence. I started my time over last year. But I'm so grateful for this program and finding it. And before I forget, I'll share my picture. Let me pull it up. I'm 4'11", for those of you who have never seen me in person at the birthday party or anything. But my top weight is the top picture to the left. I think I was about 210 pounds. I stopped getting on a scale at that point. In the purple top next to that, I think I'm about 180 there. And when I saw that picture, I was mortified. Somebody posted it on Facebook, and I couldn't wait to like get it off my page because I didn't want anyone to see that I look like that, even though people saw me all the time and knew that I look like that. And then the picture below that is the same person. I'm with the same woman in that picture, and that was taken, I believe that was last June. And then the picture to the left of that is the March before that. And that's very close to what I weigh today. I think I might weigh a little bit less than those pictures because I've been working on my weight with my sponsor. Okay. So I'll also get the numbers out of the way. I came in, I lost 100, or I had 100 pounds to lose, and I lost like 96 pounds or something like that. And I maintained that for about 7 years, and that is only thanks to this program and thanks to a higher power. And I've had relapse in my story, so some of my weight has come back, not quite half of it, and then I'm down again from the half that I'd gained back in relapse. So today I'm down about 70 pounds from that top weight, and or maybe I think 70 something actually today. So I have been a compulsive overeater since I was a small child. I used food to comfort myself in a very dysfunctional household. And I chose my friends based on what kind of fast food their parents would get us. I played with one little girl in my neighborhood because she had a special peanut butter cookie that they always had, and I would ask her to go in and go get them. And I had a friend in high school whose kitchen was, I believe her mom was a compulsive overeater. Their kitchen was literally stocked like a 7-Eleven. Like they had every kind of chip, every kind of candy bar, every kind of cookie, microwave foods, you name it. And I didn't have a weight problem as a kid, and I think it's because, one, I was always on the go trying to get away from my household. I played sports. I was athletic. I was always on my bike or my skateboard or my roller skates. And two, my brother had this disease. He actually passed away from complications of obesity his entire life, which included arthritis in his knees and diabetes and he had heart issues, which is what he passed from. But he was obese when we were growing up. And at the dinner table, my dad used to berate him. And I would hear that and I would think, I can't let my dad know that I eat like that too. And I was very secretive with the way I ate. He was always the scapegoat if something was eaten, like, if something I ate, my dad would say, "What happened to this thing?" And my brother would just automatically get blamed for it, which I I liked that growing up. But that secret eating carried on into my adulthood, and I got pregnant very young. I was 19, and I loved it because I felt like for the first time I could eat what I wanted to eat in front of everybody. And I lived in West LA, and there was a Winchell's on La Cienega that was kind of near where I lived, and it was 24 hours, and it was also kind of sketchy to go out at night, and I didn't care. I was pregnant. I wanted donuts in the middle of the night. I would go over there and get them. And after I had my son, I had a little bit of weight on, and I found restricting. And restricting was something I also did in high school because other girls were doing it. And it also kind of gave me the same kind of, not the same feeling as overeating, because overeating gave me comfort, but I felt like restriction gave me control over things that when I couldn't control other things in my life. And so I was restricting, and I restricted, and I had a second son, and I put on a lot of weight in that pregnancy. Like I had gotten up to 180. So after I had him, I was down to 160, and I did a commercial diet for the first time, and it was easy. It was Weight Watchers. They used exchanges. It was a really easy thing for me because I was already a restrictor, and that was what I did in my 20s. I restricted. I used Diet Coke. I used cigarettes. I used diet pills, over the counter like Dexedrine, and I kept my weight down. Like, I wouldn't even say I was at a healthy body weight. Definitely wasn't healthy because of what I was doing, but I was in my range of whatever a doctor said I was supposed to weigh. And then in my 30s, I started my career, my marriage. I had gotten married, and he was a sober alcoholic when we married, but then he was a dry alcoholic, and then a practicing alcoholic. And so we were breaking up and getting back together, and my dad was telling me I had to get back together with him because our boys needed him, and it was crazy making. And I was financially dependent on my dad, so I went along with it, but I needed the food. And that was when I really started piling on weight because of the way I was eating, the way I was binging and grazing all day. And I started diet programs. I was doing all the diet programs, and I started at like 130 pounds and dieted my way up to over 200 pounds. And I got in a relationship with somebody else, and he had gained weight. He put on 60 pounds in that relationship, and he was a trainer at the gym when we got together, and he wanted to fix me. And instead, he wound up, like sitting in these Weight Watcher meetings with me, or ordering me boxes of freeze-dried Nutrisystem, whatever. And I could never get to a goal weight. And then I was miserable. My life was completely unmanageable. I was like financially, everything was a mess. And I had this really res like I resented my mom so much. My dad had passed away by this point, and I was stuck with taking care of my mom. And I was just miserable, and I was doing things at work where I could have been fired, and I was in so much fear. And the food wasn't working. Like, I was trying to use the food, and it just wasn't taking away the fear like it had before. So by this point, my ex-husband was sober in AA, and I could see how different he was. And so he recommended, why don't you go to a meeting? And so that's what happened. I went to my first meeting at the Darby office in the Valley, And then I went, I just went every day. I was on vacation during that point. And I could go to a meeting every day. And I got a sponsor who told me to do 90 meetings in 90 days. And I was so desperate. I think I did 90 meetings in 87 days. And I was also working full time, a single mom, and I was in school part time in grad school. But I had such a hopeless state of mind and body that I was just willing to do whatever a sponsor told me. And when I read the doctor's opinion with her, it totally resonated with me that I had these foods that once I put them in my body, I couldn't stop eating, and it gave me the mental obsession. And I heard a speaker when I was fairly new who said she didn't eat foods that made her hungry while she was eating them. And that made so much sense to me because all of my binge foods were things that once I was eating it, I just had to have more of it or more of other things. And so I got a sponsor, I started working the steps. Like I said, I maintained a healthy weight for 7 years. And then I started to think I was normal and like maybe I could eat like a normal person. And I started eating my yellow light foods, and especially during the pandemic. And during the pandemic, like we're in this little box, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's all you can see of me. I don't look that like I've put on 30 pounds, but that's what happened during the pandemic. And I went to the OA birthday party online, and because it was Zoom only at that time. And I'd been aware of the sober eating workshop that a group of men in my area do for a long time. And there was a woman that said, I started a sober eating women's group. And so I joined that group. I've been a part of that group since January 2022. And because of that group, I've been able to have neutrality with my food. I don't call foods red light, yellow light, green light anymore. They're sober or they're alcoholic. And it says in the workshop, we owe it to ourselves to treat our alcoholic foods the way an alcoholic treats alcohol. And so that is how I plan my food today. I have sober meals. They're made up of my sober foods. They're in quantities that are right for my body, for my height, my weight, my age. And I have a group of women that I work with. I have a sponsor. I talk to her an hour a week. I have four women that I sponsor. I talk to them each an hour a week. And not at all at one time. Like we have call times, and I work the steps with them, and they're all in different places, and it's been really helpful to me to have somebody who's been in program for a really long time and abstaining for a long period of time, somebody who's new, somebody who is, has a few years, but she's really walking the walk, and someone who came back after a relapse. And I have a higher power, which I call God. And when I first came in, I didn't know what that looked like. I just had a belief in something. Like my ex-husband said, oh, you won't have a problem with the God part. And I was like, the God part, like what does that mean? And then I found out when I came here, I have this definition of God that I heard from somewhere. And because at first my higher power was the group. Like I could see, like if you were a 100 pounder and you were able to come in and lose that weight, that maybe this was possible for me. If your life became manageable, maybe that was possible for me. And, I came from those diet programs where you see the person like, oh, so and so lost 80 pounds, but then it says really small underneath, results not typical. And here I saw people who had lost 100 pounds and had been keeping it off. Like on my first day, I heard a man who at that time he had 10 years and had been keeping off over 100 pounds. And so that was very hopeful to me. Today, my definition of God is I have it written down. God is unknown and unknowable with no beginning or end, omnipresent and omniscient. I can't see, I can't, it's late, I can't talk. Omniscient, infinite in his grace. And that has been my experience that if I turn my will and my life over to something greater than me, I have these results that I never had when I was in the food or when I was eating healthy, but I wasn't, I was restricting whatever. I have a life that's semi-manageable today. I heard a speaker talk yesterday about her relationship with her mother, and I just want to mention this really quick, is that working the steps around my relationship with my mom, I was able to make amends to her before she got dementia, and she told me this really cool story about, which sounded like her mom got sober in Alcoholics Anonymous and made amends to her. And I never would have known that if I hadn't, like, something in the amends that I made to her sparked that memory in her. So I never would have heard that story. And she lived with me the last 4 years of her life after my brother passed away. And like, I was clean. Like, I felt like all my resentments toward her were gone. When she passed away, I didn't have any regrets. And that is so the opposite of what it was like when I came into OA. I was a neglected child by her. And so I was eating over everything that had to do with her. I had that feeling of like, if you had my family, you would eat the way I eat too. And so, yeah, today I have a year. My last relapse I wasn't in the food. It was a restricting behavior. I had started skipping meals, and I had skipped meals for 2 days before I had the thought, oh, I should tell my sponsor about this. And it actually came because one of the things I do today, I do a nightly review, and it's the questions from the big book where it says when we retire at night. And one of my questions asked, do you have a secret, or are you honest, or were you dishonest today? Something along those lines. And I just remember I was like, oh my God, I'm not telling her that I'm skipping meals. And I just like, that's what I want today, is to be honest and to be clean and to surrender to something greater than me, because I can be in compliance. Like, I can comply with what a sponsor says. I can do my homework. I can do my step writing or whatever a sponsor has me do. But, the sponsor really can't get me abstinent or sober. That's my relationship with a higher power that can do that. And I can say today, I can lay my head down tonight that, I had a sober day. And, I've been like, being sober with my food also helps me be sober in my life. Like, they talk about emotional sobriety. And yeah, I'm gonna write my nightly review tonight. I talk about the tools in it. Like, I list off, whether I used all the tools or not, and I commit my food for tomorrow. And if something changes, I let her know, or I run it by somebody else. I don't make unilateral decisions with my food anymore because my decisions get me to be morbidly obese. That is my time. Thank you for letting me share.